That's all right. We've got time for this. Hallelujah. Praise will bring you out. It doesn't matter what my circumstance looks like, whether it looks great or whether it looks bad. Praise is what I do. It's what I was created for. And my praise to Him is not predicated on what I'm going through or what I'm not going through. My praise to Him is predicated on who He is and what He is. I wonder, could we just give Him a great and mighty praise? Hallelujah. Oh, You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. 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 The power of God has been evident as soon as we walked in these doors. God has been moving and working in this place and in lives. And if you'll let me preach to you for just a few minutes, He's not done yet. I said, He's not done yet. Does anybody have great faith here tonight? Does anybody have a little bit of faith here tonight? That's all right, because God is here. And He wants to work and move just a little bit more in this place. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18, if you have your Bibles. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now I know it's not Christmas time. We're going to preach out of this chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. We sang about that name just a little bit ago. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And if you'll allow me, I'm going to preach on this thought, the power of a name. The power of a name. I wonder if you would lift your hands right now and tell God that you're open and receptive. Fill you full of faith. God, I pray that the gift of faith would begin to move in this place. God, take every bit of doubt out of our mind and give us faith to receive your word here tonight. I pray that a mighty and great work would be done in this place in the name of Jesus. Now, would you just clap your hands one more time before you're seated and give him great praise? You may be seated. If it's all right, I'm going to skip through the first part and get right to it. In the New Testament, there was a name that was given that was significant. It was prophesied in the scripture of old that a baby would be born of a virgin, and this baby would save his people from their sin. Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. 700 years later, after that prophecy, it was for that the angel foretold that. He came to Joseph and said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take to thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She's going to bring forth a son, and you're going to call his name. for he's going to save his people from their sins. Neither before that baby was born nor after has there ever been a name that held that much power or importance. He's got a name that's above every name. Throughout history, they have called him Elohim, which is God. They've called him Adonai, which is Lord. They've called him Jehovah and Yahweh, which is salvation. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is our healer. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is our banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. El Shaddai, Almighty God. He's been called Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Ancient of Days and the Anointed One, author of salvation and author of faith and author of peace. He's been called the bread of life, the breath of life, and the bridegroom. He's been called the buckler and the captain of salvation and the good shepherd, the bright and the morning star, the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, the lion of Judah and the lamb of God. He's been called king, king of kings, king eternal, king of glory, and king of the saints. He's been called peace speaker, refuge from trouble, strong tower, the chief cornerstone and the rock, the door and the living water and the true vine, the anchor of our soul, the way, the truth, and the life. He's been called Father and Son and Holy Ghost and Creator and Deliverer and Savior and Healer and Redeemer. He's been called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And I've only begun to touch the surface. In the past and in the present, he's carried different titles and different names. Names that are appropriate and names that are prophetic. Names that describe his beauty and his attributes and his glory. Names that describe his majesty and his excellence. Names that tell who he is and what he is and the power that he has. But we do not have to remember 1,000 different names or 1,000 different titles when we call on him and when we need him. Philippians 2:9 says, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you know the name tonight? Would you clap your hands if you know the name? That verse said every knee will bow of things in heaven. All the angels are going to bow of things in earth. Every king, every president, every billionaire, every pope, Osama bin Laden and Oprah Winfrey, and every atheist and every pharaoh and every king and every Christian will bow and confess the name that's above every name. And then watch this. Then he said, and the things under the earth, every devil in hell and Satan himself is going to get down and bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is a name that is above every name, and that name is? That name is? Jesus. There is power in that name. Let me talk about the power for just a minute. 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. He was pretty bold and direct about who's not making it into the heaven. But then he said, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. In other words, we were made righteous because of the name of Jesus. We were justified in him. Your sins are pardoned. You are accepted as righteous and will be treated as righteous on the account of who he is and that great name. Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You can call on kings and presidents and prophets. You can call on the rich and famous and the gods of this world. But when it comes to salvation, there is only one name available to call on that has the power to save, and that name is Jesus. Salvation is found in the only name of Jesus Christ. Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 8 and 12, but when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. You see, the only way to be baptized is in the name of Jesus. Now, we've been talking a lot and preaching and teaching a lot about baptism in the last couple of months. Baptism is only done one way. It's done by full immersion, under the water, and we speak the name of Jesus. Now, listen, there's nothing special about the water. There's nothing really special about the robe. There's nothing special about the man or woman that dunks you in the water. But when you invoke the power of the name of Jesus, has anybody been baptized? Has anybody's sins been remitted? When you invoke the power of the name of Jesus, that name wipes out, it cancels, it dismisses all of those sins. Galatians 3. 27 says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That word put on there is the same that's used in Acts 1 and 8. And ye shall receive power, or you'll be endued with power from on high. It means clothed. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You are clothed. That's who I used to be. That's what I used to be. That's what I used to do. But now I'm a new man. Now I'm clothed with Jesus Christ. Now he's on me. I don't think the same. I don't act the same. My character's not the same. I am a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things are become new. Baptism is to be done. The only powerful name of Jesus. Devils are subject to the name of Jesus. Luke 10 and 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us, unto us, through thy name. The 70 disciples returned to Jesus. They were ecstatic. They were full of joy. They said, Lord, we have dominion over the devils, but it's not by our own power. It's not because of who we are, but they are subject to your name. When we speak your name, there is power that goes forth, and they are subject to us. You know, when we hear verses like Mark chapter 16, says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. I think our minds immediately go to probably what the disciples were experiencing here with people that were demon-possessed. But not only are people possessed, but there are devils that attack you. They attack your family. They speak suicidal thoughts. They speak condemnation. They bring with them the spirit of fear. And they stir all types of mess up in your home. Don't be fooled by thinking that you are just battling flesh and blood when you're battling things in your life. This command that we have, that the devils are subject to his name, doesn't just apply to people that are demon possessed, But when he starts messing with your family, when he starts coming into your workplace and stirring some things up, when he meets you in your bedroom and you start getting all of these thoughts that are not of God, there is something in the spiritual and supernatural that is attacking you. Whoo, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I was in my early 20s preaching the gospel. Felt like I was a pretty strong man. I remember this very vividly. I was in my bedroom, and all of a sudden, Pastor Reaver, the spirit of fear grabbed a hold of me. Fear. I was fearful. Peter, I didn't know what in the world was going on. I mean, I'm in my 20s. I'm living for God. I'm preaching his word. And fear, Bradley, just gripped a hold of me. It was just for maybe a little bit of time there. And something clicked, Pastor. And I thought, this is not of God. This is not right. And I spoke to that thing, whatever it was. I don't know what it was. But I said, fear, you have no place in here right now. I command you to leave by the power of the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you that instantly that thing left out that door and peace flowed into that room. Some of you have been dealing with some things in your home and in your family, and maybe it's even thoughts of condemnation or depression, and you're wondering, well, I guess this is just life happening, or I guess this is just things that happen. No, 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 no. Recognize that there is revelation that's happening right now. As I'm speaking this word, people are going, yeah, that's what that is. Listen, those devils that attack is subject to the name of Jesus. You come at that thing, hey, devil, you have no place here. I rebuke you and I cast you out by the power of the name of Jesus. Would you stand to your feet right now? Would you clap your hands in honor to the power of the name? Mama and Daddy, the attack that's going on with your kids isn't just life, but the enemy is attacking. It's time for some moms and dads to come against that attack with the power of the name of Jesus. I wish some moms and some grandmas, some grandpas and some dads would start walking through the house and saying, listen, devil, you have no place here. Get out of here by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. I wish somebody that's got anxiety in their mind, that's feeling depression, that's feeling condemnation, that's maybe feeling suicidal thoughts. Listen, that is not normal and that is not okay, but that is an attack of the enemy. And if you believe the word of God, then you believe that when we invoke the power and the authority of that name, that thing has to flee. The disciples said, 70 of them, 70 disciples said, Lord, devils are subject to us by your name. Lastly, there's healing in the name of Jesus. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Acts 3:2, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Listen to me, somebody. Cancer is subject to that name. Arthritis is subject to that name. Diabetes is subject to that name. Pain is subject to that name. Blinded eyes are subject to that name. Headaches are subject to that name. Fevers are subject to that name. Broken bones are subject to that name. And healing is getting ready to flow in this place. We're getting ready to invoke the power of the name here in just a minute. And healing is getting ready to flow. One last thing. Let me just say this. Proverbs 18 and 10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. And as Sister Kelly began singing, the Holy Ghost began to speak to me and say that there's some emotional things going on in some people. And because of this emotional instability or because of this emotional attack, you feel like you're running and that thing is just chasing you and that's on your back. And the Holy Ghost began to speak to me and say, my name is a strong tower and they can run into my name and they're going to be saved. There is safety in the name of the Lord. If you've been or having those emotional things going on in your life, I'm going to invite you here in just a second to run to this altar and run to the name, because there is safety in the name. Would you just lift your hands right now? Oh, the Holy Ghost is operating in this place right now. The power of the name is all over this place right now. I don't even have to give this altar call. You know, come on down. Come on down. The Holy Ghost has already begun speaking to you. If you need healing, come down. Oh, if you're having trouble in your family, come on down. If you need peace, come on down. And when you get down here, I want some saints to come with them. And I want you to lay hands on them. And I want you to begin invoking the power of the name of Jesus. Please, saints, come. Please come and pray with these and invoke the power of the name of Jesus.